This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to another edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. I'll be here for a bit today. Todd, the radio god, is always here.
Yes, he is always here.
And Ron Ness is going to be my guest host today. Ron is the president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll introduce him at the bottom of the hour, but you know him. He's been here before. He has an industry guest at the bottom of the hour. Those are always fascinating conversations about what's happening from Targa Resources. David McQuaid will be with Ron today. And then next hour, time to really focus in on what's important, deer hunting. Yeah, the opener coming to this weekend, and Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish will be here to talk deer hunting or anything else. Busy hunting season's underway, and Ron and Jeb will have some fun with that coming up next hour on What's On Your Mind. Love to have you join our conversation. Pick up the phone and call us, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. When you call, you can press 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. Also, don't forget our 24/7 line, because we're on the air, obviously, 9 to 11 Central Time, live on 3 of our 4 stations, replayed on KLTC, and then also replayed back every evening, 7 to 9 Central, on 550 KFIRE. So different times that we're on, and if you hear the show and want to leave a message on one of those other times, or just have a particular topic you want covered, call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. All right, I want to just do one thing related to a story we've been covering all week long. It really goes back to our interview with Vice President Mike Pence on Friday, and a lot of you have been chiming in about that. We had the other interview that Chris Berg did, and, you know, some I don't know, conspiracy theories is too strong, but just sort of trying to connect the dots on some of the rhetoric coming there. I think Senator Hovind had it right. I think, there were some favorable comments directed towards Heidi Heitkamp by the vice president for one reason only. They want her vote on tax reform. I don't think they're personally going to get it. I don't know. Maybe they'll get it. I don't think they'll get it if they need it, is my thought. But if they get it and don't need it, does it really matter? I politically, she needs to do something to shake up the race. She's in trouble. There's no doubt about it. But I think the call that came this week to Congressman Kevin Cramer, from President Trump, tells us that the strong encouragement coming from the president to Congressman Cramer, and how can anybody resist that? Think of that. I mean, if you're running, that's very difficult to resist. When a president says, "I want you in, I'm going to help you any way I can. Let's do this. We need you in the Senate," people have said no before, and I know that Congressman Cramer is a prayerful person. You know, if he wasn't 100% convinced in his heart of hearts that he and his wife, Chris, were in fact having the peace that this was the right decision, I don't think he'd do it, president or not, but I think he's going to do it. I honestly do. That's my gut. And so that sort of puts the drama of the last couple of days to bed, and I just wanted to say that. Let's focus a little on New York today. Many moving parts to this story, and I think yesterday we talked about the diversity visa. That just gives you the level of insanity. If you need to know anything about how ridiculous the swamp is, how twisted Democratic leaders are, to think we need a diversity visa. You know, you might as well spit in the face of the founding fathers to suggest we need a diversity visa. Are you kidding me? I think we've done pretty good on that front for a long darn time. The Thanksgiving meal between the Pilgrims and the Indians didn't need a diversity visa. Todd, was that diversity, you think? Do you think if we had to go back and put ourselves back in time? You're the Indian, I'm the Pilgrim. You're Williams, I'm Ree. I don't know, whoever, but...
Williams and Ree. Love
it. The white guy and the Indian. Do you think that would have been a pretty good, diverse group of folks around the table?
It certainly seemed like it back in the day, right?
I don't think they needed a diversity visa. This is the United States of America. This is dumb. You know what a diversity visa is about? Votes. It's about votes. It's about crass, swamp-like politics. Makes me sick. Absolutely sick. I'm a little sick about something else, and I'm curious if you are. I'm sick that we're disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. When I say we, I mean the NFL. And did you see the ratings of the World Series and the whole thing through the roof? Through the roof? I wonder why. Maybe it's because baseball players have the good sense to stand for the flag. Do you think? Meanwhile, we still have some folks working for an organization that mandates everything, that has tons of rules about, you know, what kind of socks you can wear, what you can put on your helmet, everything, and doesn't say, stand for the flag, or else, here's your penalty. Now, why am I sick about that? It's nothing new. Scott, this NFL thing's been going on for a while. Why now? What are you? I'm reading from a story, I don't know what news organization this is, Fox News. Federal prosecutors said Wednesday that Saifullo Saipov, or whatever his name is, was consumed by hate and a twisted ideology. It's pretty obvious. I think a third grader could have figured that out when he ran down dozens of people on a New York City path, killing 8 people and injuring 12 others. Turn the page. Saipov, 29, was charged with providing material support to a terrorist group and committing violence. Law enforcement officials described the initial charges as holding charges. Where's the part I wanted to get to here? Saipov left behind knives and a note in Arabic and English that included Islamic religious references and said Islamic supplication, it will endure. It will endure commonly refers to ISIS. Questioned in his hospital bed, Saipov said he'd been inspired by ISIS videos that he watched on his cell phone and began plotting an attack about a year ago. Decided to use a truck about 2 months ago. Goes on to talk more about it. During the last flags, he searched the internet for information on Halloween in New York City and truck rentals. Rented a truck on October 22nd to practice. Initially hoped to get from the bike path across Lower Manhattan to hit more pedestrians on the Brooklyn Bridge. Oh my gosh. I've walked that bridge. He even considered displaying ISIS flags on the truck during the attack, but decided against it because he did not want to draw attention. I'm getting there. Just giving you a little information you might not have heard about. Prosecutors say the New York terror attack suspect was consumed by hate and asked for an ISIS flag. There it is. He is awakened after injuries from killing and maiming people, ramming a school bus. And what's his first thought? Can you hang up an ISIS flag in my hospital? What's your takeaway from that, folks? What do you get from that when you hear that? When you hear this sick monster wakes up in his hospital bed and wants an ISIS flag? First thing pops in your head, Todd, when you heard that story, that he wanted an ISIS flag, was what? What did you think?
Roll my eyes.
Yeah. Crazy, right? This guy's a nut job.
Here we go.
He clearly is. But, you know, I have to tell you what I got out of it. Flags matter. Flags matter.
All flags matter?
Don't you start.
I'm just saying.
Flags matter. I'm saying to this guy, that flag represents what he stands for. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's wacky. How many people in America get up and say, hey, put that flag up, would you? That'll get me better. That'll get me out of this hospital bed. That'll inspire me. I imagine
if you
bet that.
There are flags you can put up, and they'll tell you to take it down right away.
No kidding. I wouldn't doubt they'd probably say, well, he wants a flag. What's the protocol? We better get him the flag. Get him the flag. If they did, they ought to be fired. But my point is this, ladies and gentlemen. Flags matter. And we need to have the same amount of respect for our flag, which stands for far more than that murderous thug rag that he calls a flag. We need to respect that flag, but we need to stand up for that flag. I think we, as in folks here in the heartland of America, good, solid folks in the Northern Plains, we do. More than most. But I would hope this, of all things, would end that NFL nightmare right now. Give me a break. Anyway, my take, I want yours at 800-228-0550. Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I've been listening to your assessment of pros and cons about coddling up to Heidi, Senator Heitkamp, trying to get a vote that could be an iffy proposition. I agree with your assessment of it, but longer range than that, I wish some of the better heads in the Senate and the House would think about a good long-range three-point plan for taxes. Number one, I think we need economic impact statements that accompany all new spending bills. It would work the way environmental protection laws have slowed down and gummed up the works, only the opposite way.
Okay, give me two and three real quick.
To file economic.
I like that. I like the idea. Well, I like it a lot. I like it, Dan. I'm just up against
the
clock.
Here's what it means.
Two and three. Give me two and three.
Okay, the next thing is, for every law that's passed, as Trump talked about briefly, you have to repeal a regulation, one for one at least.
That's right. That was a promise, wasn't it? Hang on, Dan. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. Delta.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Dustin Austin discussing the impact of hands-on safety training.
Now, when you look at the OSHA regulations, you'll notice that there's numerous training requirements in there where the training must develop skills and proficiency. Without that hands-on, you're very limited in what level of training you can actually achieve. Think of it this way. If you have a son or a daughter and you're going to give them a driver's license, do you want them to just sit through a classroom and learn how to drive a car, or do you want to put them behind the wheel of the car and teach them, give them hands-on training with the vehicle? We're going to be able to put them in heavy equipment like aerial lift, scissor lift, boom lift, dirt equip, help them develop not just a safety understanding, but skills development training to help them operate that equipment more safely.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on training by calling 701-223-6372.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pies and pies, of red and white and blue, a flag that guarantees the rise for men like me and you.
Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past, son, but stands for so much more. And in this age of Aquarius, it still flies in the forward. It leads the forward movement shared by all mankind. Learn, love, and live with peace of mind. Learn the mysteries of space as well as those of Earth. Love each man for what he is, regardless of his birth. To live without the fear of reprisal from belief. Ease the tensions of a world that cries out for relief.
Raise your flag, your stars and bars, of red and white and blue.
Listen to John Wayne all day long. I don't know about you guys, but that's good advice from John Wayne, and I hope every NFL player is listening right now. And I'm sorry, I'm connecting the dots between an attack on that flag in New York City this week and the attacker having an allegiance to a rag that stands for murderous thug terrorists, Islamic jihadism all across the globe, in a country that takes its flag for granted far too often. And NFL players certainly that take the flag for granted far too often. So nobody would know that better than Jim, the flagpole guy. We're going to chat with him in a moment as well. A couple of texts I didn't get to before the break. A previous administration, unfortunately, would have requested that he get one, meaning a ISIS flag. Probably would have, yes. Yeah, get him a Koran and a ISIS flag, and we'll mend him up quick, and then we'll send him to some Kush prison. Yeah, exactly. Another texture. I think Scott is the right-wing version of the left-wing offended. Todd, can you translate that for me? Are you able to?
Wait a minute now. You want me to interpret it. That I cannot do.
Okay, all right, sorry. I heard Scott make a comment that deer season is this coming weekend. It's not this coming week. It's the following weekend. I might have messed that up in my exuberance over the deer opener. Sorry. Next weekend, Ron will tell you all about that coming up a little bit. Ron Ness is going to be here as a guest host today. I am off to see our daughter at college. It's parents' weekend, so my wife and I are flying out next hour, as a matter of fact. So I just am here for a little while today. But thank you for that.
Are you going to wear your UND gear?
I should. That's a good idea. It's a good idea. My wife has bulldog stuff picked out, but I think you have a better idea, Todd. Best outlaw vehicles. We best outlaw vehicles because they kill people. Kind of like the gun activists say that when there is a shooting. Yes, thank you.
Of course, his flag. Thank you for that one, too.
Yeah. ISIS flag equals diversity, says another. ISIS flag equals diversity. Interesting. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. One of our favorite sponsors. Don't tell the other sponsors, but he's one of our favorite. Well, they're all favorite. We love
They're all our favorite.
Thank you, Todd.
Right?
Thank you. You're such a diplomat. Todd for Secretary of State. Anyway, Jim is here.
To help the world.
And Jim helps us tell the world flags matter.
Yes, good morning, sir. Jim. Flags do matter, sir. Hey, it's not really what we say. It is what they say, is it not, Scott? They're screaming their gestures. Their catchphrases is they do what they do, then they want their own flag. Well, flags matter. That's why you have me, Jim, IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, to remind everybody. I have a new catchphrase, WWODP. What would our grandparents do? Where are we to react to all this? One thing is show what we grew up with, the greatness of it. And if flags matter, everybody, please put a flag up on every corner. And
if I decide I want a flag about a month from now, is that possible? I mean, knowing that
you can put a flag up today.
Okay.
We can put flags up year-round. Of course, it gets expensive, but we still have six on the truck to make good deals. But everybody, put a flag up, please. And flags do matter. And I love this country. I love everybody. And your flags will last longer if you wash them. About halfway through their life. So if you get an extra one, you can rotate them, and then you can touch them up with a little red thread, and they'll fly longer. So God bless America.
When is the sign? There's a flag in our neighborhood, and I just so badly want to go knock on the door. My wife won't let me, but that is in the worst shape I've ever seen of any flag. I mean, it just is in ripped to shreds, but still flying on a pole. And I'm sure these people don't intend that to happen, but it has. you know, tell folks, you know, when the what the protocol is on the proper time to change a flag. And you can wash them and you can care for them. As you say, have two. That's the best way to keep them in good shape. But what signs should we look for that they got to be replaced?
Well, they should be respected. That's like the whole code is built around respect, and it can be found all over anywhere if you just Google it. But to maintain the flag is you treat it as if you're a nice blouse or a nice pair of jeans or, you know, and, you know, take it down, you look at it, you can wash it and put your new one up and rotate that in, and then we can touch them up, and they'll last a long time. So,
great idea. ndflagpoleguy.com is the website, and there are all kinds of flag accessories there, new flags there. They sell them, so go there, check it out. New and improved website, ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. It is very obvious every time we talk with you, Jim, that flags mean something. And we saw an evidence of that, of sick and twisted individuals' actions. We can do it with the greatest flag. All the more reason. What happened in New York, what's happening with the NFL, show your pride. Stand for America. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Six poles on a truck. Let's get them up. Thank you, Scott. God bless you. Yeah. God bless America.
When I get back Monday, those six flag poles better be gone. 571-FLAG. Give them a call. Last chance. Get one flying now. 571-FLAG. Lance in Hatton, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I think we should honor his wishes for a flag in the room. In fact, I think we should cover every single wall of that room with a U.S. flag.
Boy, would I love it if they would do that. Would that be fabulous? Oh,
to
my
the ceiling, God. Too. To the ceiling, too.
Great idea. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate that
very much. And that guy saying you're the conservative version of the snowflake. That's what he meant. Is that we're whining about something, or you are.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Does that make Scott a raindrop then, or what happens? What is
a raindrop, a snowflake, whatever. Yeah, good stuff, Lance. Appreciate that. Glad you're out there. Thanks for listening.
Right. Yeah, bye.
Call again, 800-228-0550. We'll get Ron Ness introduced in a minute here. I am going to be back, though, Monday. Love to see you at the second annual Veterans Employer Summit at Minot State University. Our friends from Fortis Energy are doing this, and they are a great, great supporter of vets in energy careers. They have the Fortis for Vets program, an in-house hiring initiative designed to help veterans and reservists. Also brought to you by Blaze Energy, thanking all the vets home and abroad for their service to our country. North Dakota owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services. Cognizant, a Fortune 500 company, headquartered in the U.S. with offices and delivery centers that span the globe. Veterans help Cognizant create a new tomorrow. You can accomplish big things at Cognizant. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday, the keynote speaker will be our fine Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford. You want to take this in, the second annual Veterans Employer Summit? Join us at the door, no charge. See you there.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I love telling our listeners about things I own because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone Patio Furniture is that. From hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959, and the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Republicans are out with their plan on tax reform, and there's a lot of the folks pouring through it right now to see who's in, who's out. You can't believe the amount of people said, we love tax reform, but don't touch us. We love tax reform, but don't touch us. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Kidding.
I've seen the list. You can't even believe it. I said, I want the list, and I want to just have an open and honest discussion about it. You know, where does it make either going to have tax reform or not? We'll see who the winners and losers are here in the tax plan in the House, at least coming up shortly. Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about some exciting things we have planned for Veterans Day. Todd and I are going to be with vets on Friday and live and on location. Todd in Bismarck. I'll be at the Village Inn on 25th and 32nd Avenue South in Fargo, doling out free pie. I'll be serving the pie. I have the apron all picked out, Todd. It's a camo apron, so I think it'll go over well.
And we're not going to be able to find you then.
If you're a vet, you come to that location, the Village Inn, and the pie is on us. Now, Todd, tell us a little bit about the events you're doing for Schwann's.
It's going to be at the Bismarck Mandan Elks Club, all active military and veterans, active duty, Guard Reserves, police, EMS, and firefighters. Grab your proof of service. Get the free ticket for you and a guest. You do have to get those in advance. They are limited. They are going fast. So Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Quality Inn, Action Movers, Capital RV Centers, Wells Fargo, and Northwest Contracting. Bring your ID. Get the free ticket. Then bring the ID. Bring your guest. And we'll serve you a complimentary appreciation meal.
And then our friends at Village Inn on Veterans Day, Saturday, all three locations of Village Inn, you go in. Same thing with their Minot location as well for folks there. And all vets, free VIB breakfast. That's the big Village Inn breakfast.
Fluorescent orange.
It's a deer opener next Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, you wear fluorescent orange.
Oh, I'll do. You want the orange,
shows you what a sportsman Scott is, I guess.
Yeah. So remember, that's Friday. I'll go with orange. I'll switch off. Orange camel. But good point. I'm gonna join the deer if I don't wear the orange. Thank you, Ron, for that. I appreciate that. I don't want you to get shot. Saturday, all three locations. Can I finish this? Saturday, all three locations of Village Inn. We will have free breakfast for the vets for Veterans Day and be announcing a big Raise Our Forks for Veterans Funds kickoff. So lots of fun for our vets Friday and Saturday. More details all week long right here on What's on Your Mind. All right, time for me to go see a little girl out east and turn the microphone over to a good friend, Ron Ness, the president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, has got a great industry guest lined up here. And speaking of deer hunting, Jeb Williams from North Dakota Game and Fish next hour to talk about all of your deer hunting questions. Ron, take it away, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott, for the invite to host your show today. And we've got a great program lined up for the next hour and a half. Of course, as you mentioned, Jeb Williams is the chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish. And it certainly is that time of year. And deer opener is next Friday. And so get your questions ready for Jeb. We're going to do a full hour of Game and Fish questions with Jeb Williams. And my first guest is going to be David McQueen. And Manny, do we have David McQueen on the phone yet?
Yes, I'm here, and it's David McQuaid.
I'm sorry, David. David McQuaid is the senior director for the Environmental Safety and Health for Targa Resources, a company doing business in North Dakota. They were recently one of three companies that were honored with our new awards at our recent annual meeting, and they got the Excellence in Environmental Stewardship Award. And David's going to explain a little bit about their program. And I'll just mention that we had three new awards in Excellence in Community Engagement, Excellence in Environmental Safety and Stewardship, and Excellence in Safety. All three winners were companies that are doing business on the three affiliated tribes reservation, and a lot of great innovation taking place up there. Of course, over about 215,000 barrels a day being produced up in the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation and around Mandaree, and a lot of great companies doing a lot of great things up there. So, David, welcome. You want to give us a little backdrop on what Targa has going on in North Dakota and about your company?
Yeah, let me give you this brief introduction on that. Targa Resources is a midstream natural gas and crude oil gathering company. We have about a little over 2,000 employees, and main operations are in North Dakota, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Louisiana, and Texas. A corporate office is in Houston with about 500 of those 2,000 employees. And in North Dakota, operations are based out of Watford City and employ about 80 people.
One of the big issues in North Dakota, of course, is the number of pipeline-related spills. And, of course, we are moving just an incredible amount of fluids, and most of those fluids now are moving by pipeline, and we're going to have spills. I think that's just a fact of life. We got to do whatever we can to get better and better at it. But really, your project is related to how are we doing in cleaning up these spills? Because at the end of the day, just like if I spill something on the carpet in Todd's office here, he's only really upset if I can't do a good job of cleaning it up. If I can do a good job of rehabilitating it and cleaning it up. So explain this new process that you guys are developing right here in North Dakota.
Absolutely. Nobody ever wants to have a spill, but when we do, we want to, like you said, do our best to clean it up. And in North Dakota, we unfortunately had a spill, and we typically like to do waste minimization. For example, if you spill oil into soil, the typical cleanup process, and the quickest cleanup process is to dig up that soil. Remove it from the area, and then typically what's been done in North Dakota is that soil goes to a landfill for disposal. In other areas that we operate, we have employed a process of what's called bioremediation, where we excavate that soil and then remediate it on-site and replace it back in where it came from, cleaner than it was when before we spilled it.
So, David, historically, you mentioned that practice of really just dig out the old soil, replace it with new soil. And my experience with landowners is they don't really want new soil coming from someplace else. And a lot of discussion across North Dakota about the difference in a crude oil spill versus a saltwater spill. And as we know that 350 million years ago, the Williston Basin was much like Costa Rica. So there's a salty seabed down there in which this plant and organic matter was deposited, which now is turned into oil and natural gas. And when you produce that oil and natural gas from 2 miles beneath our feet, along with it comes salt water. But when you look at crude oil and crude oil spills, as we saw in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a uniqueness about crude oil and a natural process from the soil, and explain how that is somewhat bioremediates itself if you use some processes to enhance that.
So what we do, because we use still crude oil hydrocarbon, there are naturally occurring microbes that want to consume that hydrocarbon. If you leave it as is, it's a very, 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 very slow process. What we're doing is taking that soil when we excavate it, putting it in an area that we berm, you know, put soil berms around it, and we spread that soil out, and we enhance the process by adding the microbes, adding water, and we add oxygen by tilling or stirring the soil. And by doing that, those microbes eat the hydrocarbon, get very active and eat the hydrocarbon and consume it, and then at the end, they'll remove all the hydrocarbon that was spilled into that soil.
What has been your experience on some of these projects, these test projects that you're doing in terms of the timeline and the type of remediation, and how quickly are you able to get some plants back on that surface?
So like anybody else, you know, these microbes, like I said, they like water, they like oxygen, and they like warm conditions. So in areas where, in the southern region where you've done this, we can clean up the hydrocarbon impact or the crude oil impact within a few months, typically, especially in the summer months. In North Dakota, we have to focus mostly on those summer months up there. In the wintertime, the bugs just go dormant. They're still there. They're just not moving as much, not consuming as much hydrocarbon. So what we found in the project that we did on the Fort Berthold Reservation, that we're very successful. In fact, we just completed it a couple weeks ago. We got the target levels that we intended to meet, and the hydrocarbon has been removed. So it took a little over a year, but in that year was a winter season where the bugs weren't that active. So it probably all said and told took about 6 months to remediate the soil up there.
When we talk about the warm climate in the southern states where there's a lot of oil and gas, and you mentioned that essentially the project is, this time of year now, is that you essentially just stop the remediation process and it will wait again until the ground warms up, and so that's going to extend the length of your typical project?
We kind of let it just sit and be inactive, and then as soon as it's the spring temperatures warm up enough, we'll go out, we'll assess the condition of it at that time. We may add more bugs at that time. It just depends upon what the levels are. And then we'll start stirring it, adding moisture as needed. Whatever it rains or any snow melt, obviously that moisture is provided by nature. But during the middle of the summer, we'll add moisture. And like I said, we'll stir it so it gives the oxygen into the bugs and keeps them very active. Typically during the summer months, that's when everything's most active, and that's when we're doing most of our work.
David, when we come back after the break, I'm going to have you discuss when you're operating on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Of course, you've got the state. You're still in the state of North Dakota. You've got the Fort Berthold Reservation and their rules and regulations, and how you interact with BIA and BLM, and maybe how a project like this is takes a lot of extra effort on behalf of your company, but at the end of the day, hopefully we can move all of industry and all of these agencies towards a better process that's going to work better to remediate this soil as we move forward. So we will take that topic up after the break. And Todd, speaking of winter, I think it's on the way this week. I was up north of Newtown, up by Newtown yesterday, and drove through snow and rain and wind, and
getting to that time of the year. Hopefully everybody's kind of prepared for that, you know, the winter survival kit stuff, all that stuff that we kind of realize when winter does suddenly smack us. Oh, I should have had that ready. Get your snowblower already?
Tomorrow.
I was sure we weren't going to have much snow because I got mine ready. I mean, it's all sitting there pointed right out the garage door. Just push the electric start and away we go.
If it snows more than 3 inches, it's going to be your fault then because you're ready. And the rest of us aren't. So we'll be back right after this.
I was hoping reverse psychology would have worked. Oh, well.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Port Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser-Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
PetroServe USA. The November specials are out, of course. Any size coffee or hot chocolate, any size, just 99 cents. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, $2.99. Jack Link's Legend Beef Jerky, $8.99. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $12. Nestle Pure Life Water, 24-pack, is $3.99. 12-ounce Red Bulls are 2 for $4.50. And fidget spinners, because, Ron, I know you probably need a new one of those, because you've spun your... Fidget, what, well, I don't know what it's called when they break down. $2.99 to $3.99. PetroServe USA. Todd Mitchell, it's What's On Your Mind, and in for Scott Hennon, Ron Ness is here.
Well, thank you, Todd, and I understand we've got an arrangement for your your attire for next Friday for the very cool veterans program that you guys are having. So we're going to have you dressed in camo until the opener.
That was my idea. It's at noon next Friday in North Dakota. In Minnesota, it's coming up this coming weekend. Yeah. In North Dakota, it's the following weekend.
So at noon, not before noon,
right.
You switch to orange.
Right. I'll have to set an alarm on my phone so that I know. I don't want to miss it, because otherwise at 12:01 I get shot, right? Is that how that works?
So get your hunting and fishing and outdoor questions ready for the next hour with Jeb Williams. Getting a lot of them texted in. You can text or call your questions in.
701-258-0550, voice call, or 1-800-228-0550, or if you insist on texting and being impersonal and all that, I'm teasing, 701-226-8503.
We're going to continue our discussion with David McQuaid for Targa Resources, who have come up with a new innovative process of bioremediation dealing with crude oil spills, and something that is an award-winning program now in North Dakota, and we are thrilled to see this process going forward, and we think it's something that we will see other industry members continue to evolve and refine this. So, David, we were discussing that your work that you're doing in North Dakota is on the three affiliated tribes up on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And how did you work with the tribe and all the federal agencies and the state agencies to get to the point where they allowed you to try this new innovative technology?
So following a spill that we had up there from one of our pipelines, we excavated about 10,000 cubic yards of soil. And the option, you know, was to take it to a landfill, which basically occupies space. I wanted to focus on a waste minimization and beneficial reuse of the soil. So I put together a work plan as a pilot study, because this hasn't been done in North Dakota, and basically described how we're going to do the layout, the landfill, and we're going to move the soil over to our Newtown terminal. We have a lot of acreage there. And so I presented that work plan to the Tribal Natural Resources Committee. I also presented it to the Tribal Business Council to gain their approval to allow me to do it on the reservation. They subsequently did. You know, they listened to what I wanted to do. They thought it was a great idea, a great concept, and so they approved the project moving forward. I initiated it in the late summer of 2016. We initially had levels as high as 3,000 parts per million in this soil that we excavated of 3,000 parts per million of total petroleum hydrocarbons. And so that was our starting point. We spread the soil out and we started applying the bugs. The bugs we developed the concoction or the solution for the bugs in a laboratory based on the specific crude oil in North Dakota. So we applied that mixture to the soil, added a little water, and then we started working that soil, stirring it, moving it, adding oxygen to it and water through the process. We continued to sample that soil throughout the time that we were working on it to see the effectiveness of the bioremediation, and we were seeing a significant decrease initially, which is typical. And then as you get lower, you know, closer and closer to zero, the bugs, it's less to eat, so it takes them a little bit longer. Your curve kind of flattens out a little bit, but I knew ultimately in our work plan we had set up a target goal of 100 parts per million. So I had to take it from 3,000 parts per million down to 100 parts per million of total petroleum hydrocarbons. I knew ultimately I was confident, and told the Tribal Business Council, that I was confident we were going to get this done. We just had to be patient. It may take a little while. So we continued to work the soil. We let it go dormant during the winter of late 2016 and through spring of 2017. We initiated the activities again. We had reduced it by then down to 500 parts per million, and then we continued through the summer, and about 2 weeks ago we did our sample event, and we were well below the 100. We were in the 30 parts per million, and a couple samples were non-detect, meaning zero parts per million. So we were very
David, we just got a few seconds left here, but you know, one of the misnomers is that you know, crude oil is so toxic to the soil. In actuality, it is a very natural part of plant and organic matter. And when you can treat it the way you're treating it with bioremediation, bugs, it can actually add some fertility and will remediate itself in that soil rather than replacing it with new soil. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely true. The soil at the end of this bioremediation will be very, very fertile patch of soil that I've seen grow unbelievable grass or whatever you plant in. It is very, very fertile and definitely beneficially reusable.
Well, thanks for the innovation and another reason why all those students should be studying up on their science classes, because these are the types of things that we're going to see throughout North Dakota in the energy industry. This is the type of math and science we need to do it better. So, David, thank you, and we will be back after this break with Jeb Williams from Game & Fish.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.